Hey, this is Deontay the Bronze Bomber Wilder, WBC heavyweight champion of the world, and you're listening to Knockout Radio. Bam, baby. Good night.
Good night, and hopefully we will be in Brooklyn on the 18th. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to the food more than the fight.
But, it's going to be epic.
But it'll be cool.
I got an app for you. I can tell you where you can get good food.
Okay.
That guy's not an expert.
Allegedly, Brock Lesnar has retired.
Ooh.
As per the source, Dana White.
Exciting.
Daniel Cormier and Stipe will now hook it up. I believe it's in California.
Anaheim.
Looking forward to it. I mean, Stipe deserves it. I'm okay with it. Not that anybody deserves anything. And I was talking to somebody at One Buck today about it. Nobody deserves anything, but he's waited for it. And why not? Who else would you want to see Cormier fight if it's not Stipe? This just in, John Jones is a light heavyweight.
I want to see him fight John Jones. Jones
fight a heavyweight.
Jones will come up.
Maybe Jones doesn't want to.
If he doesn't want to.
Right. Mike Perry.
Don't they both need that fight, though, for their career?
John Jones doesn't. What is John Jones? Jones has beat him twice.
Beat him clean, beat him without the drugs, beat him without the steroids, beat him without the asterisks.
I don't think that changes anything.
I think he needs it just as bad as Comey needs to beat Jones to say that he beat Jones.
No way.
Everyone know who won both
fights. Them.
Yeah, both people and everybody in the world. Experts and non-experts alone.
Dave Feldman coming up in about 10 minutes. So first and foremost, a little horsey race this weekend.
Just a little one.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Not that we're going to talk much about it, but this is what we're going to do.
Okay.
And whoever wins, you guys decide what the winner gets between the three of us.
I have no idea what we're doing. So.
It doesn't matter.
Dinner at the Brooklyn Bridge, Giuliano's. Maybe.
Solid 6.9.
That works for you. That works for you and me. But
idiot who knows nothing about.
But
pizza.
How does that help Sean? He's not going to be in Brooklyn.
He won't win.
All right. You said there's 20 horses.
Yes.
We did a draft kind of thing to see who picks first, who picks second, who picks third. We did it fair and square. Under this, it's going to go first, second, third, first, second, third, first, second, third. So I'm going with the first pick, and I will go number 13.
You always pick 13.
Of course. Pick a number 1 through 20, not 13.
I will.
Fairly quick. This doesn't need to take all day.
9.
12.
3.
6.
Let's go with 17.
7.
11.
10.
I'll go 14.
1.
6. Or you already went 6. So we'll go 8.
And 1's always a bad. That's a bad space.
For you guys, I'm always number 1.
I'm going to go 2. 2's going to block 1 against the rail.
Exactly.
I'll be 4. I'll go 4.
19.
I'll go 3.
You already went 3.
Oh, I already took 3. Let me go. Is 10 staken? 9?
9's taken.
7? 6?
8 is taken. 7's taken. 6 taken.
5.
You can go 12. Probably.
5. You can go 5.
I don't want to go 5. I don't want 5. I want to go a higher number. Give me a high. Where are we at? 12.
You can take 20.
I don't want 20.
17?
17's taken.
16?
16's not taken.
15? He has 15?
I'll take 5.
No, 16. You said 16. No.
I'll take 5.
This is great radio.
I'm going to have 1 through 5. I got all my guys. I'll trade you for 3.
I got them all.
Can I make a trade on the open market?
Yes, we can. I'll take 3. For,
all right,
three
I'll go 15.
All right, what's left?
20? I know that. Left.
Yes, 20 is left.
All right, 20. No, I'm not taking 20. Right. What's left? 2, 3, 4, 5.
One of us is going to be a horse short.
Lord, 5. 3 of us. Got 6, 7.
Well, there's going to be shy.
8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. We got 15. We got a 16. We got a 17.
So 18 and 20.
So 18 and 20.
I'll take 18 for Grandpa.
All right. One of us is going to get harassed over here, so I don't know.
You got 20.
All right. So there we go. So we'll see who wins.
So now let me look.
Yeah, look and see who's the...
I got the odds right here.
Not that the odds don't really mean anything, because just some expert did it.
Some guy. Right.
Well, and Jacare was supposed to win 100%. That didn't work out.
Well, depending on who said that.
That
so.
Must be bad luck. Do you think I'm bad luck?
Well, no, we know you are.
All right, checking in at 4-1. Number 12.
Who's 12?
That's this guy. First round draft pick.
Is 4-1 the best odds?
Yeah.
All right.
Number 5 is 6-1.
Hey, that's me.
That's him.
Hey.
17 is 6-1. This guy, second round pick.
Look at you.
And look at me go. 16 is 5-1. That's you. It's one of your last draft picks. Where's the 100-1? That's what I'm looking for.
That's what I want. Yeah,
that's the best one.
No, the worst one's 50-1.
And that is?
That's number four.
That's me.
That's him.
Always bet on last.
You always go to the dog track and put $2 down on whatever's last play. You
I'll
know,
be the first,
worst odds.
I'll be the first or last in everything I do.
Well, second is the first list.
Number 13 is Code of Honor.
Really?
Yeah. And number 12 is Omaha Beach.
Code of Honor is, where are we on the odds?
Code of Honor is number 13. That's the 15-1.
I like it.
There you go.
14's win, win, win. 15-1. Oh, Master Fencer. Oh, number 15. That's mine. Last round pick is checking in at 50-1 as well. Master.
50-1.
Number four is also at 50-1. It's Matt.
That's me.
The Great Magician.
Oh,
yeah.
That makes that disappear.
I think two, because I believe I have two. He has the one dog. I have three. So you have, what, 1, 2, 4, and 5, and I have the three dog. So I'm going to have my three lay flat out. And
number three, 20-1, by my standards.
What's number one? What's the name of the dog?
War of Will.
Perfect.
It's all good stuff.
Number two is Tax.
So number one is WoW.
Explain to me. I guess it's like anything. I'm going to discuss this with myself, not the two of you knuckleheads. How you spend all day at this track. How you spend all day on ABC watching, getting ready for this race. It's no different than any other race.
Ask his pizza expert. He'll be there Saturday all day.
I've been there three times. I've never seen the horses race. Because the party is so epic. I mean, the entire, like, you know, tailgating, like, all the stuff going on around the town. It's like Super Bowl weekend.
It's like a NASCAR race.
But it's all like mint juleps and like, you know, foo-foo stuff.
Fancy hats. Well, it depends. Are you on the outside of the track or are you on the inside of the track?
I've never seen the horse race. I was always outside the track.
He was in the stall one time, where they set up the horses.
Yeah.
He walked into it once. Right.
My favorite pizza place of all time.
I'll be the judge.
Is the Pony Express. They had the best garlic knots of all garlic knots ever.
I'm assuming that's where the race is?
No, but just thinking about horses and pizza. Just
thinking about horses, so you're thinking about the best knots you've ever had.
The Pony Express.
And where is this place?
It's not called an alligator.
Gone. They closed it years ago for some kind of like insider mafia.
Thoughts on the realtor versus the cowboy?
I'm excited. I didn't know it was coming up, but two guys that want to fight and one guy that really making a claim for a title shot.
Which one?
Cowboy. The realtor.
Well, yeah, the realtor says he wants Khabib. He knows how to beat him now.
Yeah.
It's easy to say things.
Well, Connor figured it out, too.
Which, if you could only watch one of those two fighters, which would it be?
Which two are we talking?
The realtor or the cowboy?
The cowboy.
Yeah.
The American cowboy.
There's so many cowboys now.
Well, there's the Dallas.
That's right. The worst of the three.
Greg Hardy.
He was there briefly. Doesn't count. So who would you rather see, Matt?
I would say, I mean, I like Cerrone. I'd rather see Cerrone fight. I mean, I don't want to see Iaquinta do anything. He doesn't really do anything. He's uneventful to watch. I mean, and Khabib's the worst. I mean, he just, you know, he's very tactical. He's just going to go in and lay on you. So, I mean,
Is that a slam dunk for the Abu Dhabi main event? Is Khabib?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Well, that's why like guys like Artem talk about going over to bare knuckle boxing is because, you know, you can't just lay on someone and rack up points and do this boring fight. You got to actually throw hands and fight, you know, and I think that's why bare knuckle boxing is actually taking off and getting traction, especially after the Jason Knight fight and Artem fight. I mean, now it's got like a new buzz to it.
But do you want to be in that now? Or do you want to be in that in 10 years?
What do you mean? As a fighter?
In the bare knuckle. Because look at the money that the UFC fighters are making, which in the grand scheme of things isn't a lot compared to boxing.
Right,
of course. But now you're talking about bare knuckle boxing, just getting off and running. Do you take that massive pay cut?
Well, I was just talking about as far as a fan experience, like what are you looking for? You know what I mean? Like, I mean, if a lot of these UFC fights are very tactical. Take down, lay on them, control them. You know, don't let him get up. Keep him against the cage. I mean, up till recently, I mean, Randy Couture is the best at using the octagon to fight, right?
It's two different sports, too.
It was, you know,
it's totally different.
Mixed, and one's boxing.
Now Sergio Pettis is the master of the octagon to use it as a weapon, as like an extra helping hand inside the octagon. But I like bare knuckle boxing because you're actually just, you see action. And they're going to bang and they're going to throw hands because that's all they got.
And a lot of that is because of our next guest who will be coming up momentarily. Dave Feldman, you know, I've been in one of those discussions, you know, where he talks to the fighters and you are here for a reason. And he took money away from one of the fighters who didn't do anything. And he's rewarding fighters for going out there and putting on shows. And I think that's what this sport needs. That's what any sport needs.
Sure.
You know, and it was so exciting at that last event. And looking forward to the next one where, you know, with Paulie and Artem and other fighters that are going to be announced pretty soon.
That's a big fight coming up for them. That Paulie fight, the Paulie G fight. I mean, that's going to be, Jason Knight put on one heck of a show, but man, that Paulie G Artem fight is going to be legendary. You know,
we hope so.
Well, I guess until it happens, it's not anything. It's just hype, which we see that fall apart a lot of times, but, it's definitely going to have my attention. I can't wait for that fight. When is that slotted to happen? In June?
Yeah, I believe it's the 22nd.
That's going to be... And where is it at this time? I know they're international with a lot of these fights, but that one's back on U.S. soil?
It's up in the Northeast. Okay. New Hampshire, Maine, something like that.
Oh, I think it is Maine.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to the fight. I'm looking forward to staying involved as this sport continues to grow.
Sure.
And I think it will continue to grow. I believe New Mexico just
sanctioned it. Well, yesterday I think Shannon Rich shared the video from Cancun. He was extremely proud to be a part of the bare knuckle boxing, and they did like a promo video about, you know, the international fight they had, Mexico versus USA, back on what, February 2nd it was, down in Cancun.
Right. I don't know. I don't remember yesterday.
But you know, it's cool to see legends of combat sport, you know, excited and proud to be a part of this organization. So it's pretty cool. And then also organization, we got Tito Ortiz coming back to fight. You know, do we know yet which federation? Has it been announced? Do we know who he's fighting?
Yes.
Is he going to tell us? Are you going to tell us?
I'm not saying nothing.
Smart man.
You know, and we talked about it that, you know, Randy Couture asked me and I do know. And I said, I can't say anything. I can't, repeat anything. You know, when somebody tells you something and it's off the record, it's off the record.
Sure.
And Randy said, I'll go talk to Tito. And I'm like, perfect. He goes, I don't want to put you in that situation because I wouldn't. I wouldn't repeat it. Tito coming up at the bottom of the hour. It is just past 3:15, which means it's bare knuckle time.
Bare knuckle.
Let's welcome to the program our good buddy, the president, Dave Feldman. Dave, how are you?
I'm doing great, Randy. How you guys doing?
Not too bad. It's been a while since we talked. We haven't talked since your last event. Everybody is still talking about not only the main event, but the entire card. Have you guys noticed, you know, the continued talk and the build that is going for Bare Knuckle?
Yeah, no, that event definitely turned a corner for us. We were lucky enough to go on a weekend where there was no other major combat sports on, and I think that's what really helped us turn the corner, in addition to, obviously, the epic battle we had with Jason Knight and Artem Lobos. But I think it was kind of like a perfect storm on that weekend for us, and I think that the fans that were missing because they were watching UFC and they were watching other combat sports had a chance to tune into this event exclusively on that weekend, and I think they got a glimpse of what we were telling them for the past year, and I think that almost every one of them has become a fan.
You know, and that fight, you know, is going to be remembered just like the Forrest Griffin-Stefan Bonner fight that we still talk about, that people still say that's the reason that the UFC and MMA exploded. So I'm sure everybody is thinking the same, which they should, because everybody continues to talk about those two fighters and that fight.
No, absolutely. They did a nice piece in Forbes magazine on us, and they said, is bare knuckle fighting championship the next billion-dollar combat sport, which was awesome. But in there, they said what you just said. They said Jason Knight, Artem Lobov was bare knuckle FC's Stefan Bonner Forrest Griffin match. The most important match that Dana White said, the most important match he's had in the UFC history. So I believe it. I think that I think it definitely turned the corner a few weeks ago in Biloxi. The house was rocking. I mean, the fight, I watched it 6 times since then, and I'm just as excited every time I watched it. It was an unbelievable matchup.
How proud were you during that fight? You know, I've talked about with you and I've talked about you on the show where I've been at some of the fights, and you get up there, you get involved, you yell at the fighters in the middle of the fight, you know, to perform. You know, people are here to watch. People are paying money to watch. How proud were you as you were sitting there watching these two warriors, you know, fighting and the way they fought, which is everything that you're trying to push in this new sport?
It was really unbelievable. It was awesome watching it. It was sitting there, and I was just like I was on the first Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship event. I was like, wow, this is exactly what I thought it was going to be, and it's happening. And when I was watching the Jason Knight Artem Lobo fight, I was like, wow, this is everything I dreamed of, and now it's happening. And because of that, look, I told you guys that I want those kind of fights, right? I tell the fans I want those kind of fights. I tell the fighters, you have to give me those kind of fights. If you do, you're going to get paid. Jason Knight got paid double what he was supposed to get paid. Artem Lobo got more money than he was supposed to get paid. So they got rewarded for putting on the fights like that. And all the fighters will always get rewarded for those kind of fights, because those are the kind of fights that is going to make Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship a household name.
And I think that's what the fighters want as well. You know, again, things that you and I have talked about. You know, fighters want to be rewarded. You know, if they go in there and do above and beyond, if they come in and put it all on the line, they should be rewarded. And that is something that you've done from the very beginning.
Yeah, absolutely it is. And we're going to continue doing that. You know, as long as the fighters perform at the highest level that they can perform, they're always going to get extra money. We're going to take care of them. We're going to make them very happy and very pleased to be fighting for this organization. We're growing, and the fighters are going to be the people, the fuel that's really making this thing grow. So if the fighters go out there and fight their hearts out like Artem Lobov and Jason Knight did each and every time, they're always going to get paid more, and it's going to help the sport grow. It's going to get a bigger fan base, and who knows where we're going to be this time next year.
Last time you were on, I asked, you know, how often does your phone ring? How many emails do you continue to get? How has it doubled, tripled, whatever, since that last event?
Randy, it was really crazy with the sponsorship inquiries. The fighters, I mean, I'm talking probably 25 to 30 every day are reaching out now. And investors, just investment opportunities have been going through the roof. We're funded, so we have what we need right now, but it's just, you know, it's flattering seeing all these people that want to get involved with this thing right now. So we're very excited about every movement that Bare Knuckle FC is making right now, and really couldn't be happier with everything that's going on.
Do you think that you're at the position where you wanted to be at right now? Do you think you're further along, or are we still at a point where we need to keep continue growing the sport and growing the organization? But is this about where you thought you would be after this long process that you've gone through?
I think that it's twofold. Financially, we're not where I thought I was going to be, because I think whenever you go into anything, you go, oh, we're going to make all this kind of money. But it didn't happen that fast, and it's not happening that fast. But we're turning corners, and we're turning stones, and we're doing great things. But the notoriety of Bare Knuckle FC and the amount of people that know about it in less than 1 year, it by far surpassed all my expectations.
What's next?
I mean, we're very close to signing a network deal. I said that I think last time, but when I say close, within the next 24 hours, hopefully it'll be signed. Wow. We have a reality show in the works with Studio City in Hollywood, and we're going to have that signed any day. Just so many great things. I mean, so many great things are happening. I think it's, you know, if you treat people right, do the right thing like we did with Jason Knight and Artem Lobov, and pay these guys the right kind of money and show them the appreciation, good things are going to happen to you. And it's happening to us. And we have a great team, and we're expanding that team, and we're doing some great things. And really, I just couldn't be any happier of the growth of Bare Knuckle FC so far in 2019 and where things are heading. You know, in 2020, it looks like we're going to do anywhere between 14 and 18 shows. And then in 2021, we're slated right now with this possible contract that we're going to get to do 24 shows in 2021.
So that is
we're
awesome.
Moving very, very fast. We're moving fast. And, you know, really, I take my hat off to guys like you who supported this and gave me an opportunity and gave me a platform to talk about Bare Knuckle FC when nobody really wanted to hear about it. Now they want to hear about it. But thank you so much to you guys, really, for giving us the opportunity, because it's guys like you that are helping us get out there and everything we need.
Well, like you and I have talked, I'm going to be around you guys for as long as you allow us. I love the sport. I love the athletes. I love you and your team and what you're doing. When you say something, you know, you mean it. And when you mean something, you say it. And that means a lot to fans. It means a lot to fighters. It means a lot to the media. Let me ask you, what's next for Jason? We know what's next for Artem. What's next for Jason?
A possible matchup. He's fighting August 10th for us. Possible matchup. I'll just throw it out. It's not signed and sealed yet, but it looks like he's going to fight Leonard Garcia, which I think is going to be a tremendous matchup. And we have some other signees that are about to happen right now. We're also signing a deal with a big casino chain. I mean, just so many things just happened in this past month. My head's spinning. It really is. I can't believe the direction that we're going right now after, like I said, less than a year. I mean, we got legalized 2 weeks ago, a year ago, 2 weeks ago. So we haven't even been legal for a year. This is crazy. It's so crazy the way things are going, and we're so happy. And the thing is, like I said, we reward guys. And I did something at the last event I probably should have done. I got in the ring, and I said, I'm going to take half this guy's purse because he held the guy, and he ran, and he didn't fight. And I meant it. Like, I wanted to do it, but I probably didn't handle it right. But I think that just shows my passion for this. I want to give the fans and the media, I want to give everybody what they're supposed to get. And they're supposed to get great fights. And I think, you know, that fired up the rest of the card, and because the rest of the fights were really unbelievable that night.
Well, and that's what I've said about you, Dave, is that the passion that you show, you know, it means a lot to you. It's not just that you run the company. This means everything to you. And I also want to say something real quickly. You said that a lot has happened in the last year, and you can't believe where we're at in the last year. I want people to realize you've been involved in doing this a whole lot longer than a year. You've been licensed to be able to do this a year, but everything you have done, putting this team together, the money you've spent, has been much longer than a year.
Sure. I mean, it's 8 years in the making, 28 states that said no before the 29 said yes. So, yes, we've been working on this forever, but just being a year that we've actually done a show to see where we've been since June 2nd, 2018 to where we are right here on May 1st, 2019 is incredible. And the direction that we're going and the path we're taking and how fast it's moving, it's really awesome. It's awesome to be a part of it. And like you said, it's the passion of it. I have to make this happen. So like in my heart and in my head, I have to make this sport happen. For, you know, really for all the people that said I would never do it, for everybody that supported me, this has to happen. It has to be successful. The money will come second. If the money comes, that's great. You know, we can only spend so much money anyway. So the money only does so much, but it's the that everybody said it wouldn't happen. Everybody said you can't do this. And now we can do this, and it is happening. It's just that's so much gratification right there.
Give us a real quick rundown on the next event.
The next event is June 22nd. Actually, we're switching locations, so I'll drop that on you in a day or so. And I'll also drop the network it's going to be on. It's going to be Paulie Malignaggi versus Artem Lobov, boxing versus MMA to its finest. In the main event, the co-main event will be Chris Leben versus Brennan Ward. We will also have the lightweight championship finals, Johnny Bedford versus Reggie Barnett, and a slew of other fighters that are on the card that we're going to drop their names here in the next week, too. It's definitely going to be our most stacked card we've ever had, and hopefully all the fights live up to the billing on this card. It should be an unbelievable event, a do-not-miss event. And, you know, I'm going to give you all the details here in the next couple of days, but I'm so excited about this event. And everybody on the team is as well.
And then what we're going to do, and I know that I told you this via text, I believe, we're going to do our own performance of the night where somebody, one of the fighters, is going to win one of these Jupiter bikes. It's a power operated. It comes in a backpack. It is one of the coolest things. And we're going to work out the same kind of thing that we were doing with the UFC. And one of the fighters will win the Jupiter bike on the 22nd.
That's unbelievable. And that shows just the level that we're going with the support we're getting from guys like you and everybody else on the team. You know, it's awesome. I take my hat off to everybody on my team, including you and all the rest of the media that wants to help us out. It's awesome. Like I said, I think you can hear it in my voice. I'm super, yeah, super stoked about where Bare Knuckle is going right now. And, you know, it's hard to contain the excitement. And I'm so happy for everybody we have on our team. We had to weed out a couple of the guys that were on our team. And I think we have a solid, solid team right now. And we're just building it every day. So, again, man, thank you to all the fans, the fighters, and all the media, everybody that supported us to get us to this point so far. I do believe by the end of 2019, we're going to be a pretty well-known household name. And by the end of 2020, you know, we're going to be a major, major competitor.
It is all great stuff. I love being involved. Dave, thank you very much for your time. And we will have another fighter on next Wednesday at 3:15.
Thanks so much for the support, Randy. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. That is David Feldman. He is your president of BKFC. And big things, bigger things are definitely coming. And I'm excited to be involved. And I'll be wherever that is on the 22nd.
You know, the best part about it is, like, usually Dave's got that fire in the belly and he's really ramped up. And he's like, da, 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 da. Like, today is so calm.
Until the end.
Well, yeah, but it's nice to see, like, everything that he dreamt up actually is coming to fruition. And congrats to Dave and the whole team.
Definitely good stuff. Three quarters down. We're headed into the fourth quarter. Everybody get those four fingers up. When we return, the guy who's been on this program longer than anybody, and that includes you, Tito Ortiz. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Stop Zone.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Vinny LeCavalier, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Since our first store opened in 1969 to our latest acquisition, Mr. Car Wash has always centered on people and bringing them the best service and shine in the car wash industry.
Through continuous research and development, Mr. Car Wash champions the newest technology and services to make your car wash experience better for your vehicle and the environment. With locations from sea to shining sea, go to MrCarWash.com for more details.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Clear Energy Massage and Wellness is dedicated to providing you with the highest quality of care and proud to be the official massage and wellness facility of the 2018 Playership. A clinical deep tissue massage from Clear Energy Massage and Wellness can provide the relief from pain and stress. We tailor each session to you and your needs to provide you the best care possible. Conveniently located at 4255 Henderson Boulevard in Tampa, sports massage, deep tissue, acupuncture, medical massage, and much more. Improve your health today. Call 813-769-9280 or go to clinenergywellness.com and go Bucks!
Hey, hi, this is Mike Schmidt. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back on final segments here of whatever the 1st of May, what year is this? 2019.
Is this Labor Day?
I don't even know. I don't even know dates or anything, but I do know. And it's out, so it's not like this is a secret. On the phone with us right now is a mixed martial artist getting ready to get back into it.
Drop the L word on him.
He is a legend. There's no doubt. I hate that word because it's overused, but not. Hello?
Hello?
Tito, are you there?
Yeah, Randy, you hear me?
I can hear you fine. How are you?
Perfect. Doing wonderful, man. How are you?
Not too bad. All right, let's get into the news. It's out there now. Because we're friends, I'm going to ask it the only way I know how. Why?
Why not?
You know, I knew you were going to say that.
I mean, you know, from 2003 to 2015, my body's been riddled with injuries. I've gone to surgeries. I've done everything I needed to do to make my body right. Now, since I fought Chael Sonnen, I mean, everything has been perfect. Training's been perfect. When Chuck called me back out to fight my last fight in November, I mean, I put an 18-week camp in, and everything was great. Everything felt, I mean, right on, right where I needed to be the fighter that I was when I was in 2003. And I think what has really been hindering my competitive side of it has been injuries. But now I don't have any injuries. Now my body's right. Now my mind's right. Everything at home is perfect. Life's good. I'm hungry. I want to compete again, you know, and I had to have that question for myself. And I answered it, and I said, you know what? I still want to do this. I called up Randy Couture. I said, Randy, when you were 43 years old, what made you want to come back and compete? He's all, because of the love of it. And I think that's what's just in my heart. I love to compete. I love to see who could be the better man when you step into a cage and compete against each other. And I'm at that point where I'm in love with something that I've always loved, and that's competing. And why stop? You know, there's no reason to. My mind's right. My body's right. No injuries. But knock on wood. But, you know, I'm doing really, really good.
What else went into the decision? Was it just as important the organization? Was it just as important the opponent, if the opponent's out, you know, name is out there yet? What other things went into it along with how great you feel right now?
Well, you know, I think there was an ambassadorship available with the Marketplace Sanger. And I'm not going to lie, you know, if anybody says this isn't about money, they're full of, I guess you can't say it on air, but, you know, full of shit with themselves. But this is about money. It's always about money. Everything's about money. It's always about money. It's about money since day one. You know, when I first competed back in UFC 13, it wasn't about money. I was a young kid who didn't really have a focus on what I'm going to do in my future. I just did it for fun. You know, I fought in UFC 13, May 30th, 1997, for free. And I did it because I wanted to compete, and it was all about competition. But as I got older, and when I have children, the world changes. And if anybody does have children, they understand that it's not about being selfish. It's about thinking of others and thinking of my family, thinking of my kids, of their future, what they're going to have, you know, what are they going to do when they're out of high school, if they're in college. And, you know, I live a certain lifestyle, and I love my lifestyle. I love the way I live. I live comfortably, and competition is something that is able for me to make that happen. And I just, when it's time for me to go, it's time for me to go. But right now, it's not that time.
You know, I did find it funny, and I know you and I have talked about this, you know, when media or whoever else has said, well, it's about money, and they said the same thing, you know, at the last fight when you fought Chuck. And I'm thinking, you're getting paid to report. You're getting paid to go to the pizza shop. You know, you're working. This is working. I don't have a problem with somebody who's going out there to make money because they're working. So to me, that's always been just an awful, you know, excuse by haters. I don't want to call them anything else but that.
Well, you know, it's either haters or it's promoters, because they don't want the promoters to let people know how much money the fighters are truly making or not making. But at the end of the day, this is my job. Yes, I do have other companies that I flourish in, but still, I love to compete. I mean, I'm getting paid to get in shape. That's right. Amazing. I want to tell you, almost one other person who has a job that you get paid to get in shape. I mean, I love it. I mean, I'm 44 years young. I feel great. Like I say, it's nice. This summer, I'll have a great summer body for the pool. But it's just getting in shape, and I like getting in shape. I love to compete. I love getting in the gym and, you know, doing pad work and bag work and weight training and my biking and my stairs and wrestling and sparring. I like the stuff. It's fun. I mean, I wouldn't have done it over the last 22 years if I don't like to do it. I mean, I would go on to other things, as I have in my career. But at the same time, it all comes back down to competition. I love to compete. And like I say, everything's right. Everything is where it needs to be. And I think everything happens for a reason. I just got to make sure I keep my mind focused and head down and just look for the goal. And the goal is to get my hand raised.
Hey, Tito, you know, Randy calls you a legend for everything you've done inside the sport, inside the octagon. I call you a legend for the way you recover, the techniques that which you use. And how long before it becomes a standard, what you're doing with the cryo and all the altitude tents, like how long before every fighter uses the same technology and techniques?
Well, you know, I think it really comes down to access to those. Well, as I use CVAC, which is an altitude stimulation machine. Ryan Bader uses it also. Actually just implemented decompression chamber in my room. So on Saturdays and Sundays, those are the days to decompress. Where usually, I mean, it will take me down underneath sea level. I think it's about 4.0 it drops down to. So that was what really, really helps. I mean, the mixture of those two. And one of the doctors that I talked to that actually overlooks the decompression tents, he was like, how'd you figure out how to mix both of them? How'd you figure out how to do the altitude and then do the decompression after? Because you understand, if you would have done it the other way around, we wouldn't be talking to each other right now. And I said, well, I thought about it. I was like, I'm in a CVAC, which is an altitude simulation machine. It simulates altitude. It reproduces red blood cells. It makes the blood cells multiply in your body. Now, with decompression, it smashes those blood cells to make it smaller. Now, if I went the other way around and I blew them up, and then blow them up even bigger after being decompressed, then get air in your blood and so forth. But I did it the other way around because I just kind of common sense, I guess you can say. But, of course, being a physical education major in college kind of helped out a lot. But it's just to make those red blood cells expand and then decompress them, make them expand again a couple days later. So it's just my red blood cells are reproducing so fast that I'm able to do the training that I'm doing with no problem.
I mean, with what you're doing with your body and to be 44 years young out there, you're definitely a trendsetter and you're changing the game, brother. So keep it up.
Thank you, man. You know, all the listeners, please, I mean, if someone says you're too old, prove them wrong. I mean, I've been doing it my whole life. I mean, prove them wrong. Not with just age, just physical side of it, the mental side of it. I've been proving people wrong nonstop. Either that or it's my fans who have been proven right who give me the support to make it continue. You know, my kids got to me and was like, Dad, you can do this. And I'm like, I know I can do it because they see the hard work that I'm putting in. You know, they see me at the gym. They see me coming home and I'm dead tired, but I'm still hanging out with them, still playing around with them. And they're like, Dad, you train so hard. I'm like, son, I want to make sure I get the most out of this. And they see that. You know, my oldest son, Jacob, who will be 17 on June 1st, he's in wrestling and he's a little stud, man. He kind of grew up a lot. I mean, I just seen him recently, and he's got almost 5'10". I mean, he went from like 5'5 to 5'10 in almost a year. And that was a replica of me when I was a kid. When I was a freshman, I was 5'4". By the time my junior year, I mean, I was 6 foot. I mean, my height grew so much in those 3 years. And it's just, I was a late bloomer, I mean, in general. I mean, I didn't hit puberty until I was almost a junior in high school. I mean, I was a late bloomer all the way around. When I look back at my MMA career, Randy Couture started his career the same night that I did. And he's 10 years older than me. And he was able to fight until he was 48 years old and win world titles. So, I mean, you know, where do I draw the line? I guess I kind of got to draw the line when I stop having fun, when I start wanting to get up and go on a train, when I start believing the people tell me that I'm old and I can't do it, and I start believing into all that hoopla, and I refuse to do it. I refuse to say I can't do it. You know, I'm an American who's a hardworking man who, you know, I paid huge dollars in taxes, and I look back on it as I've worked hard to get to this point, and I'm not going to stop now.
I just want to throw this out. I've never said that you're too old. So, you know, let's get that out there. Now let's move from Tito Ortiz, the fighter, to Tito Ortiz, the fan who walked the course at the Masters.
Oh, my gosh. Let me tell you, man, that was just so unreal. And it was just, I should have put a bunch of money on Tiger to win it. I don't know. The only reason I say that because 22 years prior at the Masters in Augusta, 1997, Tiger won it. I competed first time in Augusta in 1997, and I won. 22 years later, I'm here walking at the Masters. No cell phones allowed, which was, I mean, I understand what they're trying to seem to hold their little laws or so forth. But I wanted to take pictures of everything. And I was like, man, this is amazing being here. You know, all the food was free. All the drinks were free. Everything was just like complimentary. It was nice. But to watch, sit there and watch Tiger play 13, 14, and 15, I walked the green a little bit, or excuse me, the fairways as he played. And then I was like, all right, let's go back to the bar and have a few beers and watch him win it. And he ended up winning it. And it was just an amazing experience. You know, I have to thank Netgear Capital for bringing me out with my car company. They're actually a lending company. And thankful for them to bringing me out, and I've actually got an opportunity to watch history, and I'm very thankful of it.
What was the gallery like? And I'm assuming that you've walked other golf tournaments. You know, we go to the Valspar every year here in the Tampa Bay area, and the year that Tiger was there, it was like 10 times the amount of fans. How different was this being the Masters and being that Tiger was in the running and then eventually winning?
Well, I mean, there was at least, gosh, I would say at least 80,000 people there, at least. I mean, watching these people walk from hole to hole and then watching all their other players that who they're fans of, watching them play too. I mean, in general, there was so many people there. It was just unreal. The electricity in the air at a golf tournament was just amazing. It was a wowing experience for sure.
You're already in camp. Is there dates set? Anything
I just started on Monday. So for this first month, is just pretty much strength with a little bit of conditioning. And the reason I go about that is just to get my muscles right, tendons strong, and then I can start putting in a little bit of the harder work, not the back work, with a little bit more of the conditioning side of it. And then probably about, 2 months around, then this. We start wrestling a little hard, not super hard, with only sparring once a week. And the fight is scheduled, I believe, sometime in October. So I have a lot of time. I just want to make sure my body gets in shape. So, you know, this won't be a hard 18-week camp. This will be a long 20-week camp where I'm just able to kind of get in great shape. I think that's just the biggest thing, is getting good shape, work on my timing.
Always good to have you on. Looking forward to seeing you again. Thank you again for coming out to Nashville, as you have now done for quite a few years and will continue. What else can we talk about? What's going on? What's new at Punishment?
Well, I mean, Punishment, working on new designs, of course. My clothing company, Punishment Athletics. Everybody can go to Punishment.com, check it out. I just been working really hard trying to get a month and a half. You know, George Crazy, my partner, was contacted through 6 month management company. Sat down and passed this out. Went back and forth, of course, as negotiations do. And I got probably one of the best deals I've had since 2006. Come out to America. I got to thank Campbell. He really went out of his way to make my future plan.
not only multi-fight deal, but an ambassadorship. So I'm excited, very excited. I work as hard as possible. Either it's acting, I just finished my film at Bruce Willis Trauma Center.
The film I did about a year and a half ago is actually coming out theatrically. It was Shadow Girl, and I believe they changed the name of it though. I think they changed it to, it was like, okay, that makes sense, I guess. But it was just wasn't hard, man. Doing what I needed to do as an American and give back to society, and that's just so the hard work and dedication that it really pays off. I believe that film will be coming out, June 19th, and it's called Above the Shadows. So that'll be
stuff. You're always staying busy, as always, Tito. Thank you for your time, and let's talk again real soon.
Awesome. I appreciate it, guys. All my fans, thank you very much. Look for you to compete in October. In October. One will be announced in June. I already know who it is, but I can't say anything. I kept my mouth shut. So he said he wanted to fight me, and I said, let's sign up a deal. Deal got signed, and here we are, 2019. And yes, we're here to compete.
Can't wait until that announcement is on. Tito, again, thank you very much. Tito Ortiz continues to plug along, continues to do what Tito does.
The legend. Do what legends do. Trail sending, trail blazing. What do you call him?
Trailblazing, yeah. No. And he's not.
So I threw it the brother.
And like I said, I've never said he was too old. I never said that he can't do.
Yeah.
I just always continue to ask why.
I got to get Terry to go to Tito's match. Because I know he's a big Hulk Hogan fan.
He's a huge Hulk Hogan.
Brother. That's why I said brother.
Yeah, huge.
Huge.
I'm not sure you can get that. You couldn't get it done for something else.
He might come for Tito, though. You might leave Clearwater Beach.
Whatever.
I don't know. I mean, it depends on where it's located.
Whatever.
Location matters.
If
it's at Clearwater Beach at Shepherd's, I can get there.
Yeah, well, it's not. I pretty much know where it's going to be. I pretty much know who it's going to be against.
Okay.
I pretty much know it all. And you know what? I don't know nothing.
You do know nothing.
I know nothing.
It's true.
Yeah. Ask Pat Miletich. Pat Miletich put a thing up on the Book of Face, something about, you know, Masons. When you tell a Mason a secret, it stays a secret. I know nothing.
Yeah. There you go.
I don't know your whereabouts. I don't know nothing about you. I don't know where you were yesterday. I know nothing.
It's always good to have people like that in your corner.
Absolutely. Yeah. Always have your back. Always, no matter what. And good stuff. Good show today. I got to be honest.
It was good.
You know, having Mike Perry on, especially after, you know, the great win and the new contract, because we asked him about that last Wednesday, and I got the new contract before. I didn't bring up that he tried to hang himself,
yeah.
But I don't know if you heard that story.
Sure.
It's funny now, but it's not funny going through it.
Yeah, because we were in Sunrise, and, you know, the word spread that Mike Perry actually hung himself, that they had to throw water on him to revive him. Jacare saved his life, along with another UFC member. And he was practicing getting out of defense of a choke with rubber bands in the gym. And apparently cut off blood to his brain and went unconscious. And if it wasn't for those guys paying attention,
yeah,
Mike Perry could have been a casualty last
whenever this was. Well, we don't know when this was.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I mean, it could have been weeks ago. And it probably was. You know, it's... I'm going to have a talk with him, though, for breaking stuff like that and not breaking it here on Knockout Radio.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, but that was a great show. It was awesome. It was always great to talk to Tito. Tito's I love the way he recovers. And he's going to change his fight sport. I mean, there's guys like Mike Perry that would just bang up and go in and just knock each other senseless. But it's the recovery that is going to prolong these guys' fighting careers. And Tito's mastering it. He's ahead of it. And these guys don't have access to what he does. And so it's eventually they all will.
I wonder, you know, and it's like anything. I mean, this is almost going to be a stupid wonder because Otto Graham, you know, if Otto Graham had today's technology, how good of a quarterback, you know, would he be now?
Sure.
Seeing that he was a legend and arguably one of the best without all that. So my question is, what about these fighters? You know, what would Randy Couture, what would any of these other fighters that are either at the end of their career or over, that with today's technology, what could that have done for them?
Yeah, but, I mean, everybody would have the access to it, you know, so everybody gets better. Like, the defensive guys are faster now than they've ever been. They're jumping higher than they ever did. You know, so, like, just because the offensive guy could have got better doesn't mean that the defensive guys didn't get better or didn't, you know, with technology. So I think the game's pretty much the same, don't you think? Like, NFL, I mean...
Well, no, the game's not the same.
Why is the protection rules now?
Well, everything's changed.
You can't touch a quarterback.
In any sport, in every sport, things, you know, progress.
Sure.
I don't know if you guys saw this, but did you see Babalu and what he said?
No.
Babalu said he cannot walk in a straight line from CTA and, you know, from head injuries and all that kind of stuff.
Well, it happened in the soccer match yesterday. Friendly fire, two defenders headed each other, nose was broken, the whole nine yards. They took him off the field. He said he was fine. They checked him. They made sure everything was okay. He ran onto the field fine. 30 seconds later, he took himself out of the game, and he passed out. And they go, his adrenaline, everything was cool at the moment, but once all that stuff wears off, you don't know what you did to yourself.
Sure.
Well, and you know, I've said this numerous times, we don't know. The sport is still so young. You know, we won't know until that generation or that even the next generation, you know, gets older. I mean, Babalu slowly getting to that level. You know, Vandalay. All these guys, you know, when it plays out, and we'll see where they're at. So,
yeah. Well, once I get to the point where I can't walk a straight line, I'm just going to drink. And it balance me out. Walk a straight line in a sobriety test.
Have you been on Live PD?
I do live in Pasco County.
He said in a sobriety test.
Yeah.
Sobriety.
I thought they're off the show now.
They are.
Yeah.
Well, they gave it up.
I was like, if you guys need another celebrity for your show.
Another one. Who's the first one?
Yeah, who's the first one?
Everybody that stars in that episode.
The only guy that stars in it is the guy who's been hit up. He's been, like, arrested more than once.
He just wants to be on the show.
Well, that's like the guy who, the pedophile. You know, the whatever the guy's name is on ABC or one of them, and he sits in that room, and, you know, they come to see a young girl, and it's him.
Oh, Chris Hansen.
Chris Hansen. So one guy's been popped by Chris Hansen twice.
Chris Hansen got popped by his own people, probably. I mean, did he? He just got arrested for something, Chris Hansen.
Allegedly.
That's not the guy we talked about in the car, right?
That's a different guy.
I'm not saying nothing. Thoughts on Rory McDonald and his comments?
He came back out and clarified.
No.
It's because he's been punched in the head too many times.
Yeah, he said that he doesn't have the killer instinct anymore. And Gracie said, it certainly looked like it when you were punching, you know, the old man Fitch in the head.
It still hurt him, though. It hurt his feelings. Yeah.
Thomas Hitman Hearns had a road named after him.
Sure.
Thomas Hitman Hearns is one of my favorite fighters of all time. My question is, if it's just another plaque on a street corner, is that having the street named after you? So now, like this road, there's two names for it. Shouldn't they take the one down if it's now going to be known as Thomas Hearns?
It's too universally recognized, I'm guessing, to change it.
Where do I get my name, my road named after me?
Never.
Oh, we're going to put a Naked Pizza Way, or Naked Pizza Man Trail? Or?
Donkey Drive?
Not Donkey.
Wait, no, Donkey Drive, because I can't call it what it would be.
Naked Pizza Man Circle?
Well, you'd be good in a circle.
He's already proved that.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying.
And a squared octagon? And a
squared octagon. Perfect.
Well, Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship, it is a squared circle. Yeah. You do know that, right?
I was reading something about it.
Yeah, it's square. You know, it's the square of a boxing ring, and then it's a circle.
Yeah.
So it literally is the squared circle.
That's it. Naked Pizza Man, Squared Circle Drive.
I love that nobody can hear him.
Yeah, I know.
it really is absolutely tremendous. There's nothing wrong with that. August 17th in Anaheim is the Cormier.
Yes.
We'll talk about it August 16th.
It's a big weekend.
Perfect.
Why's that?
Going to Miami for a concert.
Are you really?
I am.
What concert is it?
Khalid.
Well, good for that. All right.
Local guy.
I want to thank both you knuckleheads, so I'm going to turn you both down so we don't have to hear from you anymore. I do want to thank our three guests. I do want to thank our three guests, Tito Ortiz, Dave Feldman, Mike Perry. Mike Perry did win the Jupiter bike. If you want to hit us up, we're always available to do so. on Twitter, and I'll thank you on Twitter again, Sean, at Knockout Radio.
I don't need it anymore. Sean Care Radio.
At Nicky Pizza Man 1.
There you have it. Hit us up. Have a great week. We'll see you next Wednesday. Eight Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Eight Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.